This is Money Talks.
We're back. This is Money Talks. This is our final segment. I appreciate you sticking around. Mark, you wanted to talk about something a little less financial, and maybe it has a financial undertone, right?
It's very topical right now.
It is absolutely very topical.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you know it's football season.
It is football season.
So, and rather than spend the whole show talking about financial planning and investments, we want to discuss something more entertaining, possibly.
Sure. Possibly.
Really, the financial impact of football, particularly the value of the NFL, the teams, the internet's influence on the game, and the lost productivity because of football.
The lost productivity.
I don't believe that there is any.
Yeah. How does that work?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. My Sundays are very productive.
You're right.
So let's discuss the value of the NFL, more so the teams right now. In 2011, the NFL signed an extension that ran through the 2022 season for broadcasting rights with Fox, NBC, CBS, and it's giving them a 60% raise.
Pretty substantial.
It's incredible. Each network now pays them roughly $1 billion annually, while ESPN picks up about $2 billion a year, putting their broadcasting rights at just about $5 billion a year.
$5 billion.
It's pretty incredible.
It's a big number.
Yeah, and then if you look at other media deals they have with DirecTV, the NFL Network, and radio broadcasting rights, I think the 32 teams divvy up about $7 billion in media money every year, which is about $200 million
now,
per team.
How much of that, and I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, how much of that sticks with the NFL? I know it's a nonprofit organization, or is that the Players Association? I'm not sure.
It's really more towards the owners and the teams.
Okay.
The NFL collects whatever the salaries and everything, like Roger Goodell makes, I think. $44 million.
I've heard that.
If he actually stays employed past all these scandals that we've been
seeing recently. Yeah.
And then right now you have Nike, Anheuser-Busch, Pepsi, like major sponsors. They pay him hundreds of millions of dollars just to be part of the league, really.
That goes to the league itself?
Yep, to the league, to the teams, and the teams all split this huge pot. I think Microsoft pays them about $80 million a year just to have the surface as like the prime.
The review. And on the sidelines, you know, how you review the plays. It's really amazing. You know, companies are taking advantage of every way that they can to get on the field. You said, you know, Microsoft's a perfect example. You wouldn't think that a company would pay these tens, hundreds of millions of dollars just to have a coach hold, you know, their device and review plays on them.
But yep. I hear you.
Oh, it's incredible. And it's really no wonder why we saw the Buffalo Bills sell recently for a little over $1 billion.
Buffalo Bills. What city are they from again?
I think they're from Buffalo.
Really? I don't know much about it.
So it was a record sum. And this is a franchise that hasn't been to the playoffs since the start of this millennium, which is currently the longest drought in the league. Never won a Super Bowl. They lost four in a row about 20 years ago.
$1 billion for a team that hasn't won a playoff game this decade. Wow. So I mean,
they haven't even been to the playoffs since 1999. It's incredible.
So what does that? I mean, what does that mean for you know, a team that actually is good? No offense, Buffalo fans.
This
is their year.
This team is no good, but they're the most valuable team. The Dallas Cowboys. Sorry for any Dallas fans out there.
They're
pretty much generally an 8-8 team every year. They haven't won a playoff game. I think they've won one since 1996. They're valued at over $3 billion.
Wow.
It's really Jerry Jones created a marketing just mega, you know.
It was America's team right? From the 90s or thereabouts, right?
Exactly. So they take in, I think, revenue of about $500 million, just them, and then I think their operating income is close to $250 million.
So basically, the more popular they are, the more of their own trinkets they can sell, and the more money they get from their own branded product,
Exactly. Our Atlanta Falcons, they're ranked, I think, 21st in the league in terms of value at about $1.13 billion.
Just a little over the Bills.
Yeah, nearly every team is valued at about $1 billion at least. There's a few that are under, but you see like the premium that the recent purchasers of the Bills paid. They want to be in this league. They know the value of the TV contracts, of all these media rights. It's just absolutely incredible.
It's all shared. It's just a huge cash flow, right?
Exactly. So that's why you have new deals with the Players Association, that the lockout or the strike that we saw a couple years ago.
They want to cut, too.
Exactly. I think the average franchise value is about $1.4 billion, which is up about 23% year over year. I think it's the biggest jump since 1999. And what we saw recently, if you pay attention to sports at all, Steve Ballmer just bought the L.A. Clippers. The Clippers have historically been just awful, just an awful team. They've been better recently. They were purchased for $2 billion. It's incredible how much money is being thrown around by some of these rich guys. And reason? To go to L.A. They want to be in that Los Angeles market. So what we may see in the next few years is one of these NFL teams move out there.
Yeah, that again is just to have kind of a fan base, right?
So that's like instant value added just by moving that team to a new location, a new city.
Yeah, so right now the lowest value team in the league is the St. Louis Rams. They're projected to possibly go to L.A., maybe the Chargers, maybe the Raiders, some of these lower value teams, and they're valued at $950 million. I would think if they move to L.A., they're almost instantly valued at 1.5.
So even moving like the San Diego Chargers moving into L.A. is a benefit for them. It's not California in general. It's that local market.
It's that market. I think it's the second largest market in the U.S. outside of New York. So
nobody wants to move to New York?
They already got two teams.
Yeah. Well, how many does L.A. have?
They got none.
California?
None.
California.
They got none.
They got lots of
teams.
California has,
Yeah, they're going to get the L.A. Rams back and the L.A. Raiders at some point.
I remember the two of those teams being in L.A.
And there's one thing that's really helped it, the internet. And why would the internet help you gain in popularity when everybody watches the game? Pretty much everybody watches the game on TV instead of their little mobile device.
That's got to be fantasy football.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that cottage
football
industry.
On your phone.
So, in a nutshell, if you don't know what fantasy football is, it's a game played by everyday football fans where we draft virtual teams of offensive skill players and are awarded points.
And defensive, in some ways.
Some people do defensive players, too. It actually has its origins dating back to the 50s or 60s.
By offensive players, you don't mean like some of the things that have been going on in the league lately, right?
No.
This is not offensive.
No, not offensive. Offensive.
Okay. They could be
all right,
both,
so
actually.
On the offense of the team.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So you have about 40 million people in America playing this little game. Every Sunday,
40 million. Wow.
They line up to watch their players play. Even DirecTV has a channel devoted to this, the Red Zone channel. Everybody wants to watch their teams play. So this is kind of a derivative of the value of the football. Fantasy football is valued at tens of billions of dollars between all the money that's actually being waged on this. And the NFL knows this.
Yeah.
So they're changing the rules a little bit. So
and anybody who's ever played fantasy football knows that you get advertisements on that app from every different direction. Right?
Exactly. And these people are diehard fans. They're always paying attention. They're involved. So we saw in the last 10 years ago, 47% of Americans actually paid attention to football. Today, it's 60%. And that has to do with fantasy football, the way the game has actually exploded. And unfortunately, this means there's a lot of lost productivity from everybody going
online. I don't
believe
it again.
Maybe during the week you're talking about, not
never.
Just Sunday?
Exactly. I would never do that. But I know there are people
either.
I've heard people actually go and check on their fantasy football lineups during work hours.
Yeah.
I think Challenger Gray and Christmas says fantasy football costs employers upwards of $900 million a week.
Wow.
A week, which works out to about $13 billion for the year.
All right, guys. Well, back from fantasy land to the real world. Market up or down?
Up, but I got to go set my lineup.
And Nick?
Up.
All right. That'll wrap it up. We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.